The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Amity Technology, Sess Vanderhoff, Bayer Crop Science, Syngenta, and H&S Manufacturing. University of Minnesota Extension soil scientist Dr. Dan Kaiser is our guest. Dan, you added micronutrients to the sugar beet growers' fertilizer guidelines.
Just to try to tell growers where we're at, particularly with sulfur and with boron, is the other one that there's been a lot of interest from growers on those two particular nutrients. So for growers, the majority, I think, sugar beet growers shouldn't really have to worry about those two nutrients. It's mainly going to be in some isolated situations where there's a lot of sand in low organic matter fields are going to be the areas mainly of concern. But I just wanted to kind of put that out there in terms of where we're at, because I know that does come up. And we saw a couple of years ago with boron, with some sandier fields on some of the beet ridges, some questions coming back just because of the tissue analysis some of the growers were doing.
The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Sess Vanderhoff, Bayer Crop Science, and Amity Technology.